from first cell have positive and negative, because every cell is a battery. That means the first thing human body constructed actually established the two poles. Where are these two polarities? Of course, the gut is one, the center of your head. So this become two poles and connected by spinal cord. The spinal cord is highly electrically conductive tissue. In the Western society, they call central nerve system. Chinese call central qi system. But you talk about same thing. One is from physical point of view, the other one comes from qi point of view.
Welcome to the Field Dynamics Podcast. We're here to facilitate inspiring dialogues about the nature of consciousness across disciplines, communities, and practitioners, all with a holistic perspective.
From energy healing to somatic therapies, from neuroscience to meditation, we believe the most interesting things happen at the boundaries of disciplines.
I'm Christabel.
And I'm Keith.
Thanks for joining us today and enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Field Dynamics Podcast. Today, we are joined by Dr. Yang Jingming. Dr. Yang is one of the most prolific authors in the world on martial arts and Qigong. He is known for using his scientific background to introduce ancient Qigong theories and practices to Western audiences. Dr. Yang's martial arts background lies in White Crane Kung Fu, Long Fist Kung Fu, and Yang style Tai Chi. He is also well known for his teachings on Qin Na, also known as joint locks. In 1982, he established Yang's Martial Arts Association, or the YMAA, in Boston, Massachusetts. Since then, the YMAA has grown into a network of 30 schools in over 15 countries, with Dr. Yang traveling the world, training students, and giving seminars. Since 2005, Dr. Yang has resided in Northern California, where he trained a group of disciples in a multi-year comprehensive program from 2008 to 2018. Today, he continues to author books and teach seminars online and around the world. Dr. Yang, it is a great pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure is mine.
So we're wondering, your system is vast, a lot of depth, but what are the first steps in learning?
The first step of learning is very important. It depends who wants it. Because the question is how serious he wants it, how much commitment he has. Because from my experience teaching in the Western society, a lot of people just say, okay, I come to try, and I don't know if I really want it. You know, like lots of students, they won't last long. It's only just waste your time. So that's, I said, the first step for any student want to learn traditional martial arts or traditional Qigong, he need a commitment, serious commitment. He has to be serious and not say, okay, I just try. There's no try. Do it or do not.
How might we contextualize the introduction of Qigong versus Tai Chi? Is one inside the other? Are they complementary or are they entirely separate?
If you understand the Qigong history from China, you know, Qigong have four categories of the Qigong development. The first one is a medical Qigong. It goes traced back to about 4,000 years ago from acupuncture. But at that time, they discovered the body have an energy circulation in the body. It's called Qi. Okay, that's a Qigong acupuncture, acupressure. Okay, and includes the five animal sports, eight piece brocade. All those are medical Qigong. It's, of course, it's targeting for healing and maintain health or longevity. And the second school is called Scholar Qigong. Scholar Qigong, the main schools are Confucius and also Taoist. So these are two schools that become the major influence to Chinese culture. All they are looking for is a calm and peaceful mind. From the calm and peaceful mind, then the life is happy. Okay, that's what they are looking for. And the third group is called religious Qigong. Religious Qigong usually is a Taoist religion or a Buddhist religion. So those two religions, of course, they are looking for spiritual enlightenment. And then the last group is a martial art Qigong. So martial art Qigong, this started from 6th century. Only then Chinese martial arts schools start training Qigong because they realize Qigong can enhance the power, enhance the concentration. So because the reason from 6th century, that's why martial Qigong start develop. And Tai Chi Quan is only a part of a martial Qigong. You should know that. It's because in the every style of Chinese martial art, every style they have a Qigong training. I don't care, tiger claw or praying mantis or whatever. Yeah, but Tai Chi Quan also it belongs to that. So because the internal side is very important. Yeah, without internal side, the power manifestation will be limited. Okay, so again, a lot of people say, okay, Tai Chi, what is Tai Chi? A lot of people confuse the Tai Chi and Tai Chi Quan. Tai Chi is a philosophy. Tai Chi Quan is a martial arts. And a lot of people say, okay, I practice Tai Chi. Well, okay. And actually, they say, okay, we practice Tai Chi Quan. Then I ask them a question. They say, okay, then explain to me, what is the Tai Chi in Tai Chi Quan? They say, what are you talking about? Because Tai Chi is a philosophy developed 4,000 years ago in the Book of Change. It's called Tai Chi. It's only a philosophy. And Tai Chi Quan is a martial arts. They use the Tai Chi as a philosophy. So when you apply this Tai Chi theory into the Tai Chi Quan, actually Tai Chi in Tai Chi Quan, it means the mind. It's because it's internal. It's use your mind to lead the Qi and then manifest into actions. So because reason the mind to lead the Qi, that's internal. See? So because the reason Tai Chi is actually is a mind, that's what we call ultimate. Because the mind, there's no restriction of the mind, restriction of the boundary. The mind can go to many years ago, mind can go to many years later, mind can go to any galaxies instantly. So that's what I call mind is the ultimate. But it, of course, this mind related spirit, because again, the Tai Chi Quan was developed in a monastery. Because the mind, from the mind, then you're connected to the spirit. From the spirit, you can raise up your spirit and reach enlightenment. See, because that's a monastery. So eventually, Tai Chi Quan is only part of Qigong.
So this word Qi really features in a lot of the things that you're doing. How do you explain Qi to people? Does it have a substance or a substrate?
Yeah, this one you have to understand. The Western medical science and the Oriental medical science is different. The Western medical science that developed about 300 years ago, at that time, they talk about what you see, what you believe. So that means physical appearance become the most important elements. And the Chinese not, because what you feel, because feel is can feel the energy, is also very important. So to Chinese medicine, the body have two parts. One, the energy part, the one, the physical part. Okay, but look at it. Practically, you can see anything alive, I don't care, the tree, the animal, humans, anything alive, the cell multiply. When the cell multiply, without the energy, cell cannot be multiplied. So because reason, that's whenever everything alive, then there is a qi there to provide the qi to develop. But when this, because entire universe is actually alive. So entire universe have a qi. Maybe in the Star Wars, they call the Force be with you. Okay. Chinese call the Qi. But actually, when this energy applied to human body or animal body, we call bioelectricity. And this bioelectricity, this has been confirmed by Western science in 1980s. The Chinese talk about Qi circulating in the body. Actually, it's a bioenergy, bioelectricity. And that everything that makes sense since 1980. Because that's the conclusion that allowed me to use that as a concept to interpret all the Qigong practice in the ancient time. And amazing to me, I can interpret pretty, very clearly so that people can accept that concept.
You've mentioned the importance of a committed mind and a still and clear mind in this work. You work with a group of disciples, as we mentioned there in the bio, for 10 years. Between 2008 and 2018. In this modern age, rarely are there such apprenticeships or training programs that last these years, let alone a decade. How important do you think it is that people study a single system long enough to truly master it?
Think about traditional human lifestyle. Go back to 100 years ago, 150 years ago. There's no such an industry. So at that time, 90% are farmers. So what the farmers do, that's how human evolved through the million years from the beginning. Then the farmers, they hunt and they grow vegetables, and then the rest of the time they enjoy the life. They relax and then they enjoy the nature. But nowadays, now everything from last century, now everything become like in the matrix. Everything, we create the matrix. Now everybody will be slave by the money. So we are all the money slave. Without the money, we cannot survive. Okay, under this situation, then everybody's busy. Then you don't have time to spend time to get deeper feeling of the ancient arts creative. Martial art is one of them. For example, classical music is another one. Because the classical music, like a piano, pianist, the classical music, you have to spend a person's lifetime to master it. Yeah, but today, you know, rock music, four people, in 6 months, they already become a team. So those things, the feeling is shallow. But questions now, because human today's lifestyle is everything is fast, fast, fast. The McDonald cultures, everything's McDonald is fast food culture. Because the reason everybody don't have patience. Okay, so when I come to the United States in 1974, and 75, I start teaching martial arts. And then I start wake up. After 40 years, I wake up and say, no. Because today, a lot of people don't have time. They don't have that patience. They don't have the perseverance. They don't have the commitments. So I can never preserve the art to the deep levels. So after so many years, I realized none of the students will be able to even learn half of what I know. And I didn't even learn half of my master knows. So the art is dying. So that's why I say my dream is that I try to preserve the art, at least try to as close as possible to the ancient time. Of course, that's impossible because today's lifestyle, it doesn't matter what. So that's why I start wake up. The way I can preserve the art to a deeper levels is take a group of students to the mountains, then isolate from the society. And then in this case, then they can concentrate and they can focus them. Okay, so of course, I know only three styles. That's pretty rare in that time already. So that's what they learn. But again, it's not simple because today's students, they have a cell phone, they have a computer. Without computer, without cell phone, they die. So, but because the reason, even they are learning, the mind is still not as focused in the ancient time. Not only that, summertime, they have to go home for vacation. Wintertime, they go home for vacation. So even 10 years, you put together probably only 6-7 years. Not like ancient time, they live with a master. And every day you train, there's no Saturday, there's no Sunday. But here in the Saturday, Sunday. So yes, I can preserve art to deeper levels, higher than average on the society. But can I preserve the art to the ancient standard? I say, no, I didn't. I failed because it's not me. It's not because it's the whole society. So it's not easy to preserve art. Almost like to become a very famous pianist or violinist. You have to really concentrate your mind, practice every day like ancient time. But today we don't have that kind of time. So I took a student there after 10 years. Only one student survived for 10 years. Yeah, one student survived. Beginning, I have 135 students apply. And the 135 students apply because it's free. I pay all the cost for every person. So they learn there, they study there, practice there. But among them, the first group, I choose 13 after interview. And 13, eight of them, just 2 months before we started, they quit. Eight. Because the girlfriend asked them, say, you choose me or Kung Fu? That's it. Okay, the elder, about 5-6 of them because of girlfriend. The other 2 or 3 because the parents want them to go to college. So end up, I start with 5. And the 5, only one person, his parents helped me to support me financially. Okay, they're called Jonathan. He's the only one supported. And the other 4, actually, they got free. The one got free, either been kicked out or they quit. And the one survived, actually the one pay. Okay, think about it. Then second year, I recruit another 5-6 students and another 3 survive. And inside still few of them is free. Okay, but question today is people's minds is free, so you don't care. It's free anyway. So that means they don't have commitments. Okay, after that, and I could recruit another 5 years students. So total 5 years and 9 years and 10 years, I graduated 7 people. Okay, 7 people, I feel comfortable. But again, it's still not easy. Are they reaching the same standard as what I wish for? No, not easy. Even reach my level is not easy. Don't even talk about the ancient levels. Okay, look at my white crane master. He stayed with his master for 23 years. 23 years, and the ancient time they practiced together. Even after he got married, he said they stay with the master, serve master like a father until master passed away. Okay, this kind of, that kind of mentality, you cannot imagine from today's society. Yeah, because today's society is not the same. So that's my dream, try to preserve the art. Yeah, but now I'm too old now.
Thank you, Dr. Yang. It's really fascinating to ponder the constraints of the modern world in relation to the ancient. And who knows if the retention or the promulgation of these ancient arts are possible or even possible. It's a really important question, right, for us all to be asking. Well, speaking of these ancient practices, Qigong and Tai Chi come from the Taoist tradition. There's also a very, very popular tradition, yoga, that comes from the Indian tradition. And both of these traditions arose and developed in parallel, both, you know, pretty much sharing the same mountain range and eastern and western edges of the Himalayas. Could you comment on what stands out to you as key differences between Taoism and yoga?
Yeah, because if you want to understand this one, you have to trace back the history. Okay, the Taoism, you can divide it into two. One is called scholar Taoism. It's a Lao Tzu Tao Te Ching as a foundation. Okay, until 0 AD, the Chinese, the East Han Dynasty, then the Indian Buddhism entered China from the Silk Road, because that's the first time Chinese and the India have a contact. Before that time, it was isolated by Himalaya. So there's no contact. Even China have 7,000, India have 7,000 years of history, but never have a contact until 2,000 years ago. So once in Buddhism enter China from Silk Road, then the Han Emperor favored, because they talk about peace, talk about harmony, talk about love, talk about all these things. That's exactly match Chinese culture. And it's come from outside of the Chinese culture. So that's why it's precious. Everything from outside is precious. So that's why when Chinese has become enter Buddhism so heavily. Only when Buddhism entered China 50 years later, there's a guy called Zhang Daoling. Zhang Daoling, he started combining Buddhist concept and the Taoist concept and create a religion called religious Tao. So we talk about Taoism today. There are two schools you have to distinguish. One is scholar Tao, or purely scholarship. The other one is religions. Religion is the same as Buddhism, still have heaven, still have hell, whatever. Okay, so, but people get confused because again, but so when Zhang Daoling, he created with a Taoist philosophy and Buddhism, they combine together. Okay, so this one lasts for about 500 years, until 520 AD, 26 AD, around that time, 6th century. Then there's a monk invited by Han, by Liang Wudi, by Emperor Liang to China for preaching. It's Bodhidharma. Yeah, Bodhidharma actually is the second monk invited to China. For the first monk is called Happy Buddha. And he died in Shaolin Temple. So that's why they call him Happy Buddha. Big fat guy. Okay. But he didn't really teach too much to Shaolin people. But Bodhidharma, yes. 300 years later, when Bodhidharma was there, Bodhidharma teacher, muscle tendon change, bone marrow washing before he died. Okay. But remember, when Bodhidharma went to China at that time, Indian yoga already been existing 800 years. So that means to Bodhidharma, that yoga is part of their natural culture. So of course, when we teach muscle tendon change, bone marrow washing, a lot of the thing is very similar to yoga. So let's talk about chakra. Yeah, but in Shaolin Temple called matching gate, because there's a gate you can access the body, the energy. Yeah, it's the same, but it's a slightly different. Of course, after so many thousand years, they've been modified, whatever. Okay, so that's why since then, Chinese adopt the concept of yoga and become part of Chinese Qigong development. So from then, that's why you cannot deny since the 6th century, a lot of Chinese Qigong have been influenced by yoga. But yogas can have not been influenced by Chinese Qigong. That's the difference. Chinese Qigong, because Chinese Qigong adopted Indian, but Chinese Qigong never get to influence Indian culture. So that's what the difference. Otherwise, a lot of things you see from Taoist training, Buddhist training, yes, it's very similar to yoga. You cannot deny that.
You referenced there the parallels between the Vedic chakra system and the gates. You factor in the meridian system in your teachings, but how do you talk about the aura, subtle bodies, and the energy anatomy like the chakras?
Okay, understand science. Okay, for example, in high school, we have an experiment, right? You get a glass bar, glass made by glass, and a piece of food. Okay, you rub it. After you rub it, you can see it becomes static. It can attach static. Okay, you can do the same experiment. Find a glass bar, a food. Okay, a food. Turn the lights off, go to the dark room, whatever, complete shutdown. And when you rub it, after you rub it, you open it. You can see the bar is shining. What is that? See, because when you have a static accumulate into the bar, then there's a energy start ionize the molecule in the air. When the ionize become positive and negative, they start sparking. So that's why you see the light. Okay, that's what I believe. Now, of course, that's for my personal. Everything I say, you should put a question mark because my personal understanding. Okay, so that one, that's what I exactly explained. Why, you think about why Buddha's painting, okay, the Western society, Jesus Christ painting 2,000 years ago. There's no connection. How come the Buddha's back have a halo and the Jesus Christ have a halo in the same area? Why? That's because after they meditate so long and the energy, that's what exactly muscle tendon change, bone marrow washing talking about. So that's why in my last book about brain circulation, we talk about that. So when the people try to lead the qi to the brain and the brain is like a capacitor, start charged. When they charge, the head have a lot of electricity. The electricity, they ionize the air. So that when you, in ancient time, people meditate in the darkness. When they meditate in the darkness, of course, there's a sparking. Even the light is very weak, but people can see. That's called halo. The same thing, the body, your entire body energy, usually a woman can see that, called aura. The Chinese call guardian qi. Yeah, guardian qi, again, the body is the energy. Because outside energy, this energy, because you can feel the heat. But can you see the aura? That's a different. Aura is not the heat. Aura is the electricity manifest. But a lot of women can see that. A lot of men cannot see that. Because women, you understand, women's energy is strong inside the center. And so their sensitivity is different from men. So that's why women make men so scared, okay? Because they are so strong inside. Okay, that's an aura. But again, the women can be very good healers. Yeah, unfortunately, to my opinion, unfortunately. Remember a few years ago, 10 years ago, the Pope, he apologized three things. One of them, he said, for the last 2,000 years, they burned probably 1.5 million witches. But those witches, to Chinese, it's a qi. Masters, don't you understand? Now, when Chinese when see the woman have the healing power, any man or child have the healing power, they say, wow, this is a gift from the heaven. So they take them to the monastery to train. That's why Chinese Qigong continue to develop by this pioneer.
I wonder if you could extend on that, Dr. Yang, into the lower dantian and the idea of this important energy center for energetic cultivation.
Okay, that's one again, we don't come to the science, okay? I don't know how many people will be interested in the science. The first one, the cell, come from the egg and sperm. Okay, from this one, continue to develop. From one cell to two cell to four to eight, and continue to multiply until your entire body constructed. Okay, if I ask you, if this first cell is still in the body, where it is? It's a very simple question. Yeah, it's a physical center because from the first cell, you multiply. When they multiply, entire body constructed. This cell in the physical center. It's from this center, then energy spread out. So this center is the energy center, also the physical center. Yeah, because the reason, where is this center? Between the pelvis bones, line up the center. What that place is called guts. So guts is really, the, in 1996, the scientists announced it, they discovered the second brain. Eventually talk about second brain is actually the guts. So Americans say, oh, guts feeling. Yes, that's guts. Because this gut, from this continue to develop, okay, you think about the embryo. Embryo and the fetus is the two different terminologies. And what's the difference? If you look at the Western medical science, you see embryo from 6 to 8 weeks. At that time, you don't see the arm and see the leg. When the, after 8 weeks, you see arm and leg, they call fetus. Before that time, they call a pea or bean. You understand the bean? Okay, now you try to see now. If this is a sphere, where's the energy center? Right away, he said, okay, in the center of the sphere. If this is an ellipse, how many centers you have? Two, because they synchronize each other. They're called ellipse. Okay, the two poles. That means the polarities. All right, now humans. From first cell have positive and negative, because every cell is a battery. The positive and negative, then divide it. Once they divide it, when you go to the, before the fetus, it's still embryo. At that time, you call a bean. A bean actually is an ellipse. When the ellipse, that means inside have two poles. That means the first thing human body constructed, the first 6 weeks, actually established the two poles. That means human energy polarities. Where are these two polarities? Of course, the gut is one. What's the other one? Yeah, pretty good. Keys? Yeah, it's your head. The center of your head. So these become two poles and connected by spinal cord. The spinal cord is highly electric conductive tissue. This one, in the Western society, they call central nerve system. Chinese call central qi system. But you talk about same thing. One is from physical point of view, the other one comes from qi point of view. So that means the most important for anybody's health is these two poles. So lower part is called lower rear dantian. The upper part is called upper dantian. Lower part is store the charge, store the energy. It's a battery, it's human battery. The top, this one give you, the lower part give you the quantity of a qi. The top part give you manifestation of the qi. Because this is thinking, it control, it direct qi, focus, whatever. So this part is so important. So one is called, this is spiritual life, this is a physical life. So in the human body, there are two lives. Your physical life, spiritual life. So these two poles already managing these two lives. Okay, so because reason, so lower part without the qi, it cannot do anything. Those are the qigong in the Tai Chi chain, in the qigong practice, whatever, they all talk about how you condition this battery. Okay, now this battery is called real dantian. That means there's a false dantian. Then what is false dantian? False dantian actually is about 1 or 2 inches underneath your belly button, your navel, and actually on the inside. If you look at here, there are 6 layers of muscle fat. It's a belly meat. I don't know if you eat belly meat, but inside you can see muscle fascia fat, 6 layers. But this area, what happened? This place is called dantian as well. But in the Taoist, they call false dantian. It's not real. Why it mean not real? Because it cannot charge to very high levels. The real dantian is inside the guts. You can charge very, very high levels. But this part, it can produce the qi. So that's why the Taoist says through the abdominal exercise, then the fat convert into the qi. So those are qi because the fat is a pure food essence already been filtered by the liver. So stored in the body. So, but now there's energy. For example, you don't have food that the fat will supply you to maintain your life. But now you have the fat. Why don't you convert it and change to convert into qi. So you have extra qi, so that's become stronger and you have more energy. So that's why this front side is called qi furnace. Yeah, Chinese called danru, kind of called elixir furnace. So because with the front abdominal exercise, you can produce more qi. But this qi storage has to be inside. Because this place, it doesn't store to high levels. Because this one in the conceptional vessel. So whenever qi build to a certain level, it starts circulating, start distributed. So it cannot store to high level. So you want to go to enlightenment, forget it. Because it takes a lot of energy to activate more brain cell. Yeah. Again, I explained that in my Grand Circulation book. It's amazing to me from those ancient practice. Today, from the scientific knowledge, I would be able to interpret everything so perfectly. That's what amazed me. Yeah. But I hope that one can influence a future generation and they are more serious about this understanding.
So take us one step further. I love what you're building this map of thinking of the body as a kind of a battery in terms of the qi circulation. We have a pole in the belly, the other pole in the head, and the circulation through the central nervous system, through the spine, also the midline, the front and back governing conception vessel. What then, if we take this to the next step in terms of enlightenment, what then is happening in terms of the energy circulation as you build up the charge in the battery and you're able to distribute that energy in a way that's skillful?
Wow, you really want to be enlightened, huh, Keith?
What does that mean then for somebody to be enlightened? Yeah.
Yeah, because enlightened, first I'm trying to see what means enlightenment in the Buddhist and Taoist society. Okay, that means third eye is reopened. Okay, because does a human have a third eye open like animals? Animals, you can remember, 70-80% of hunting is happen in the nighttime. You cannot see. But you can see human too. In the human evolution, yeah, we also been hunted. We also hunt, but you cannot see. You rely on this part. So this part before we human have open. When you have open, you have a telepathy. You can sense the natural energy. I don't know if you remember, go back to 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Indonesia have a tsunami. Remember the tsunami? The tsunami, one of the village, about 1,000 people, they all escape. And because all other villages, they say, oh, the tide going down, the fish on the beach, they go to catch the fish, whatever. But this village all escaped. They go to Highland. That's why the journalists interviewed them. If you go back to the interview at that time, interview them. And they say they follow elephants. 7 hours before the tsunami attack, elephant already can sense the energy. Human cannot. We lost it. Yeah, because the elephant, that's why they follow the elephant, go to Highland. They interview with the young guys, and the young guy, he say, hey, you see the dog try to climb the tree? You know, something wrong. The dog tried to climb the tree. So that's why they follow that, and the whole village got saved. See, but do humans have that capability? Yes, we did in ancient time, because we are in the wild. But now we know how to grow the food, bring the rest of the cattle, and we don't hunt. We know how to build a house. We protect ourselves. We don't be hunted. Okay, lack of practice. Everything in the human body, if you don't practice, you lose it. The second thing is big one. That's the Tao Te Ching talk about. Yeah, because the question, we start become thinking. But thinking is a mind. Once you start thinking, then you manipulate. Then you lie, you cheat. See, that's the reason, because the entire society, human society, we see is all manipulating world. I don't care the politician, the commercial, whatever. Even now I talk to you, I try to manipulate your thinking. See, it's called thinking. Whenever you think is not real, it's a lie, can be lying. So because the reason that's most important, Tao Te Ching talk about, we talk about your limbic system. But limbic system doesn't have a brain cell. It doesn't think. But you have feeling. And this place is connected to your guts. So this feeling, that's why amazing to me, American call guts feeling, actually your intuition. So that is one can connect it to nature, not your mind. So the Taoists and Buddhists, they understand that. So you have to be truthful. Because you are not truthful, you will continue subconsciously, continue to block it. You can block it, you cannot open it. So that's why you have to be truthful. When you're truthful, you cannot leave this society because entire society is lying. So that's why they have to go to the mountain. Then you can be truthful to yourself, truthful to the nature. Okay, so when you're enlightened, suddenly this open. This open, according to the Body Electric by Dr. Bakers. That's the book influenced me a lot. He talk about bioelectricity, talk about body energy. Okay, inside they talk about the bones is a semiconductor. You know semiconductor. Semiconductor, the computer chip is all semiconductor, right? It's actually silicon. But the question, you put impurity inside, then they can judge because usually any material, you increase potential difference, electricity going up. Semiconductor is not. You increase the electricity, increase the potential difference, then it continues zero until you reach a stage called threshold voltage, suddenly become conductor. Non-conductor, conductor. Not like other material, slowly it changes. So that's me, you can say no and yes. So computer is very stupid, only say yes and no. When you can say yes and no, then you can distinguish things that's become computer, but they're fast. Okay, so this part, the same thing. That's why Tao is a continued leader Qi up. Of course, you need abundant Qi. Without abundant Qi, you cannot. You lead abundant Qi up, continue to activate more brain cell. Because we use about 33% of brain cell whole lifetime. What happened for the other 67%? Can you imagine you can use 80% of brain cell? I don't know what's going to happen. Human mind is so powerful. This mind is so powerful, it can kill a million people. This mind is so powerful, it can create airplane, it can create everything. This mind can be so holy, this mind can be so devil. Can you use a 70, 80%? Wow. See? What my data before, I know Einstein used a 42%. He's already genius, already beyond humans. But 33%. But question, can you activate more brain cell? So this is a capacitor. The more energy you have, the more potential difference you have. Without reaching a threshold voltage, you cannot open the eyes. You understand? That's what the ancient I call brainwashing. Brainwashing actually leads the chi up to activate more brain cell. From there, they can focus embryo breathing, focus and reopen the eye. The theory is so simple. But question, the practice is very difficult. Okay, now we try to think about, you need a lot of energy to activate your brain cell. Yeah, because from science, you already know, every brain cell consume 12 times, not two times, three times, 12 times oxygen than regular cell. Yeah, just take a look. The head is so small. Two artery here. There are another two artery on the back. Four artery go to the head. The head is so small. My leg is so big, the leg only one artery. Why the head so small need four artery? Because they need oxygen. You understand? But the oxygen is proportional to the qi productions. So roughly, I can assume every brain cell also consume 12 times of qi than regular cell. So that means without this battery, you cannot. But question, that's why the muscle tendon change bone marrow washing book, you read that book, I translated it, you realize in order to get a lot of energy, you can store 12 times of qi than regular people. Oh, otherwise, you cannot activate it. See, that's what Taoists say. That's the real Dantian. The front side is false Dantian. So once you have a lot of qi there, you can lead it, continue to activate it. Then continue activate the brain cell. Then those people become wise. That's why they can sense a stronger, and that's why they have a halo. That's my interpretation. Okay, I want you to put the question mark to say, to think what everything I said. Don't believe me, okay? If you believe me, you're brainwashed.
It's fantastic to hear you speak of how contemporary science is just starting to provide the metrics and the language and the models to overlay or, you know, align to what the ancient spiritual, if you will, communities have known for a long time. And it's fascinating to hear you talk through this model, as Keith said, really bringing to life the polarities and the awakening process. It remains theoretical rather than experiential without the stilling of the mind and the focus and the concentration. And I wondered if you could share with us a little of your own journey from your own master as to how you learned to still the mind and to bring that requisite concentration to your practice.
The first thing is that you got some training from the studying physics. You know, physics, mathematics. It's not only your eye look at thing. You have to focus. Okay. So from there, then you want focus. That's actually is meditation. When you are trying to solve a problem, that's meditation. Chinese calligraphy. You have to concentrate. That's meditation. Okay. Listen to classical music. It's meditation. Rock music on the back, classical music in front. All those things now start more and more. So physics start get educated. So now a lot of young kids, they can focus pretty good, yeah, because of physics, for mathematics, because of all the science. You have to focus. It's not even just a science. You talk about it's just a play violin. As long as you learn focus to make everything high levels, reach high levels, you need focus. That is a meditation. One day you can see the human race is going to continue to open the third eye one by one. But question, we had to be truthful.
I was wondering, might you describe the cosmology of Taoism and how Wu Wei factors in?
The first one, you have to regulate until without regulate. For example, you're driving. When you're driving, your mind learning how to drive. The steering wheel, where's the brake, where's the accelerator. Okay, when you're doing that, you are regulating. So when you're regulating, then your mind is there. But once you drive for a long time, you find out you're driving without driving. That's called you're doing of not doing. That's a wu-wei. You understand? The same thing if you practice qigong, practice tai chi quan. You practice tai chi quan, practice tai chi quan. After you practice 20 years, then everything you move is the same as tai chi. When you're breathing, it's following the tai chi. So you are doing tai chi without even knowing you are doing tai chi. That's a wu-wei. Okay, so the society, entire human society, the same thing. Now, we are still regulating. We talk about morality. Okay, that's why we talk about morality, because there's no morality. Everything is a reality in this world. So now there's a morality, and now we talk about morality. Now we talk about morality. Now, hopefully, human continue to improve instead of try to initiate nuclear war. So Wu Wei is you reach a stage, you don't have to do anything. Okay. There's a very famous story, okay? In the Chan is created by Buddhism, created by Bodhidharma. The Chan in China, the fifth generation choose a successor for sixth generation. There are two disciples, most qualified. Okay, then the master asked the first one, say, what do you think about life? The first one say, well, the life like a piece of murals. I have to wipe it and wipe it, wipe it, keep it clean until there's no slight dust existing. Then the master asked the second one, what do you think about life? He said, but there's no mirror. There's nothing there. There's nothing to be wiped. Okay, tell me, which one is higher? Of course, the second one is higher because he already goes through the regulating process. You understand? So that's why when you practice Qigong, you say, okay, I practice Qigong, 8 pieces, okay, you practice every day. But you had to practice, you had to force yourself practice, you still regulate it. Until one day, 8 pieces, okay, you already get used to it without even knowing you are doing that. You find out, okay, I have a liver problem without thinking. I stretch without thinking. We have this instinct. For example, somewhere when you sit there, you feel uncomfortable. Without thinking, you adjust your position. You feel comfortable. That is called wu-wei. So the wu-wei is high levels. That's why Confucius and Taoism and Laozi is different. Confucius, he talk about love, talk about peace, talk about harmony, talk about loyalty, talk about honesty, talk about this thing, righteousness. Why did Confucius have been worshipped? So greatly, because the whole society need that. But Laozi already passed that. You see, the whole society already regulated. Why is still regulating? He's already passed that. So Lao Tzu's philosophy is much deeper than Confucius, because Confucius is like rock music, pretty most people want. And the Taoist Lao Tzu is like a classical music. You have to reach the levels. Otherwise, you cannot understand. That's why Tao Te Ching is deep. But a lot of people, they interpret Tao Te Ching from the words, especially the Western scholars. You see, because remember, when Lao Tzu, he wrote Tao Te Ching 2,600 years ago. I Ching already existing. So that's why, what the I Ching talk about? Talk about this world have two dimensions coexisting. Tao and De. Tao is energy. Hack with this universe is called Tai Chi, is energy. De is manifestation of the Tao. See? Because the reason, that's why one is energy, invisible. One, you can see. That's when the match with the scientists today, they're talking about the dark matter and the one you can see. The dark matter, they occupy the universe about 78%. So because reason, that's why that energy, they're so strong. That is the energy. That's the in dimension. You think about our body originated from these two dimensions. So in our body, we have two lives, physical life, spiritual life. Unfortunately, we don't know too much about spiritual life. Scientists cannot even interpret what is the mind. So in this sense, how do you know what's the spirit? We don't know yet. That's because we are not in that dimension. One day, if a human would be able to cross the line, that's what Einstein talked about gravity. Because so far, the scientists still don't know what is gravitational force. But Einstein said, if we know anti-gravitational, gravitational, we can cross the line, go to the other side. If we can go to the other side, the time lines have meaning. There's no boundary. You can travel from this planet to another planet instantly. You understand? That's what they call hyperspace. So in 1970s, the scientists announced it. Then the Star Wars movie come out. The Stargate movie come out. All this movie come out. That's because we are able to travel called hyperspace.
Is it fair to say that the ultimate goal of martial arts as you teach it is enlightenment? And if it's not, what would be?
Well, traditionally, yes, in Taoist monastery, Buddhist monastery, they use martial art to torture themselves, to condition themselves, from self-conquering, because of how your spirit grow, evolved, come from experience the pain, the suffering. The more suffering you have, the more experience you have, you dare to take a challenge, the more spirits up, because you have to focus to accept the challenge. You understand? So that's why they train martial arts, is to build their focusing, build their self-challenge to evolve. Of course, in Buddhist society, Taoist society, the final goal is to enlightenment, but not today. How many people know what's enlightenment? How many people serious about enlightenment? We are still attracted by the material world. Everything is material enjoyment. Everything, got to be beautiful here, beautiful there, got to be this, got to be that. How about inside? It's missing. So because the reason today's society is not serious about talk about enlightenment, but they are serious about what? Health. Yeah, about serious about longevity. So today's martial arts more serve the purpose of the health or longevity because it's still a qigong. Yeah, you talk about spiritual enlightenment, I don't think it's easy in today's society. Yeah, I try to do it, but it's not easy. I'm still have attachment with this society. I cannot be a monk.
Well, speaking of that entryway to, let's say, self-development, self-cultivation, and that there is very often this interest in health and longevity over the deeper possibilities that enlightenment may provide or attract one to, where do you advise people start with regarding the teachings you have?
Okay, if I can advise the people in today's society, because you ask a question, one movement, I say one movement, no movements. That is the stillness is the hardest for everybody. Can you sit there, meditate, just relax, breathing deeply, and keep your mind empty, keep your mind empty, and try to feel the Dantian. Now, today, people's mind everywhere. Always anxiety, always ego. Can you bring your mind to the center to feel yourself? If you want me to advise people, meditate. Every day, beginning is hard, maybe 2-3 minutes, that's okay. But slowly, slowly, then you're going to enjoy. Then you're going to discover another world within you. That the world is so beautiful. Make you feel a lot of things you cannot feel when you don't meditate. Relaxation, breathing, deep breathing, and try to put your mind into emptiness.
If people want to find your work, where do you suggest that they find you?
I established the YMA Publications 1984, so YMAA.com. Okay, you want to see, because I still teach seminar because I'm almost 78 now. So then you can check my traveling seminars and also in California. Check my name, yangjunmin.com. They can find information there.
Thank you, Dr. Yang. We'll make sure to include that information on the show notes, of course. And we just want to thank you so much for sharing your time today. It's been a fascinating discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the episode. What really supports the podcast is providing a rating and review of the show on your preferred listening platform. This helps us get the message out to a wider audience. If the topics we discussed today appeal to you, do take a moment to subscribe. Lastly, we invite you to check out our website, fielddynamicshealing.com, to learn about our training programs, private session work, and to see how we're setting the standard in contemporary energy healing. Many thanks, and see you next time.